Hi, I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, March 9th, 2017. Hi, Burns.
Hey, Kelly. How's it going?
Well, it's going absolutely great, and I'd like to start with a huge thanks to all of the listeners who contributed during the KOSU Spring Membership Drive. We had a great finish to a great week yesterday.
Well, I want to add my thanks. We couldn't keep this great station going without their help, and I know everybody loves the programming, and we just appreciate their support.
Let's turn to March Madness and the Big 12 basketball tournament in Kansas City. It's hard to believe it's already here.
Yeah, March Madness is here. It's hard to believe, but we had our last game in Gallagher, Iowa last Saturday, and the stadium was absolutely packed. Something like close to 14,000 people that were there to root for the Cowboy. There were quite a few KU fans there as well, against Kansas, of course. We did come up a little short, but it was a wonderful game. Everybody played very well. And, of course, we recognized our seniors, two of whom are starters, Leighton Hammonds and of course, Phil Forte, who's been such a huge part of this team, just kind of the heart and soul of it for all these years. And, of course, we've got the Big 12 tournament. The Cowboys play Iowa State at 11:30 this morning. And if we get past them, then we play those Jayhawks again. So wish them well. And we're going to be looks like a middle seed in the NCAA tournament. And so we've got a lot of excitement still to go in basketball. And I don't want anybody to forget that John Smith won still another Big 12 wrestling championship in Tulsa. I think eight of our wrestlers were victorious as the champions for the Big 12. And now they move on to the NCAA, and we're shooting for a national championship, another one.
Burns, the Cranes are high in the air on the corner of University and Hester on the southeast side of the OSU Stillwater campus. That can mean only one thing. Construction is underway now on the new Performing Arts Center, but that's not the only thing happening with the new facility.
Well, that's right. The McKnight Center for the Performing Arts is under construction. It's named the McKnight Center in honor of Billy and Ross McKnight, who gave $25 million for programming, which has been matched with another $25 million. So we're going to be bringing in some incredible performances. But we were most excited to name Mark Blakeman to lead the McKnight Center. Mark is currently the president and CEO of the Tucson Symphony Orchestra, and he's from Oklahoma. He was with the Oklahoma City Symphony and also then it went to Nashville and then ultimately to Tucson and now here. He shares our vision to create a premier center of excellence for the benefit of students. Mark will hold the Marilyn and Carl Thoma Executive Director Chair. They gave us $5 million to endow that chair. And Mark is just very suited to this position, and I know we will see great things when we open the 93,000-square-foot McKnight Center in October of 2019.
And finally, Burns, OSU announcing a partnership with the University of China.
That's right. We announced a partnership with Southwest Zhongtong University in China. Ann and I have been privileged to go there a couple of times. Our fire protection and safety engineering technology program has established a joint degree with Southwest. Initially, up to 60 high-quality Chinese engineering students will study math, physics, chemistry, engineering, science in China and in preparation for coming to OSU. After they finish at OSU in our fire protection program, they will receive degrees from both institutions. The program is recognized by the Chinese Ministry of Education as a key element in improving the lives of Chinese workers. There is not a similar program in China, and actually there are very few. I think there's only two here in the United States, and of course OSU had the first one. So this agreement will open doors for other opportunities for our students and for students in China.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.